USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As the Biden administration says Haitian refugees are being sent back to Haiti, thousands have been released into the United States, undercutting the Biden administration's public statements. Haitians have been freed on a, quote, very, very large scale, end quote, in recent days. That's according to one U.S. official who put the figure in the thousands. The official with direct knowledge of operations was not authorized to discuss the matter. A body found Sunday in Wyoming is that of Gabby Petito, according to the Teton County Coroner. The coroner's initial determination of the cause of death is homicide. Sweetheart since childhood, the boyfriend, Brian Laundrie, is on the run in an unusual powerful tremor for Australia. A magnitude 5.9 earthquake caused slight damage in suburban Melbourne on Wednesday. Geoscience Australia is reporting the quake hit about 80 miles northeast of Australia's second most populous city, near the town of Mansfield, USA Radio News.
According to research, 82% of people remember radio ads. That means that 82% of you listening right now will remember that this is an ad for ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, 82% of you will recall that ZipRecruiter makes hiring faster and easier. And 82% of you will note that you can try ZipRecruiter for free today. But you have to go to ZipRecruiter.com/find. 82% of you will keep in mind that ZipRecruiter's technology finds qualified people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
Yeah. Is that you? Who are you talking to?
82% of you will also know that I, live with my mom. But the most important thing to note is that ZipRecruiter works. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Will you be part of the 82% who remember where you can try ZipRecruiter for free? It's ZipRecruiter.com/find. Again, that exclusive link is ZipRecruiter.com/find. That's ZipRecruiter.com/find.
Congress passed a partisan bill on Tuesday to fund the U.S. government through December 3rd and suspend the nation's borrowing limit until the end of 2022. It's now being sent to the Senate, where Republicans have vowed to block it. The House vote was 220 to 211 along party lines, and it was unclear how soon the Senate would act. There's been a fire at the Superdome in New Orleans. Dan Rocky from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau explains.
The roof of the Superdome in New Orleans caught fire on Tuesday as crews prepared a section to be repainted. The New Orleans Fire Department says the blaze was quickly controlled, but one person was transported to the hospital with minor burns. Superdome officials say that the damage to the roof appears minimal and that they don't expect it to delay the Saints' return to the building for their first home game of the season. The damage from Hurricane Ida caused their season opener to be moved to Jacksonville. They're scheduled to play their first game of the season in the Dome on October 3rd. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
COVID vaccine alone will not fully protect you from the coronavirus. You also need to be vigilant. It is critical to take a reliable temperature reading with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's the only thermometer whose accuracy has been proven in more than 100 clinical studies. Vaccines may not be enough, and thermometer accuracy matters. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
President Biden delivered his first speech to the United Nations Tuesday morning. The critics say he was weak on China by not mentioning the atrocities of the CCP and bowing down to climate change. Senator Tom Cotton from Arkansas on Fox News.
Certainly not from Joe Biden and the Democrats, but you're right. This speech was a disgrace at the United Nations. Joe Biden walked into the United Nations and slapped a giant kick me sign on Uncle Sam's back. And in particular, as it relates to China, he bent over backwards to conciliate and appease the Chinese Communist Party. He said we don't seek a new Cold War. Well, China has been waging a Cold War against America and our workers and our military for decades. So the question is not whether we seek one. The question is whether or not we will fight back in it. Yet Joe Biden wouldn't even say the word China. He's apparently too scared to even mention China's name in a speech addressed to the world's leaders. What kind of signal does that send to them? What kind of signal does it send to the leaders of Beijing? I can tell you what they're doing right now. They're laughing at Joe Biden.
Human rights violator President Xi of China, via translator, uses America's woke crowd talking points.
We need to pursue dialogue and inclusiveness over confrontation and exclusion. We need to build a new type of international relations based on mutual respect, equity, justice, and win-win cooperation.
Thanks for listening. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.